So, our first topic is going to be what made you want to start your business? So, since you're the guest, go ahead and say your Instagram page, how people can follow you, and what is your business?
Okay, so my Instagram page, I have two, which is my business page is Lala Sweets and Treats, and it's all together. Then we have Facebook, that's the same thing. And then I also have my personal Instagram, that is Beauty of Lauren. My business name is Lala Sweets and Treats.
So, what specifically do you sell?
I sell chocolate covered strawberries, Kool-Aid pickles, anything that you put on a treat table. That's what I sell.
All right. Well, I have a business as well. I sell like jewelry, press on nails, like the ones on my fingers. Really like beauty and jewelry items. I'll be getting more stuff soon. Y'all can follow me at The Glam Switch on Instagram. And our podcast page, Pretty Gritty Talks. So,
Yes.
what made you want to start your business?
I've always liked cooking for some such reason, but I don't like the heat of the kitchen. So I would rather do like treats because it's not long. You don't have to deal with a long period of time of heat.
And all
Most,
the mess,
yes, and all the mess. It's quicker.
Pots and pans,
So I channeled my inner, chef boy RD. But in this case, woman RD.
Girl power.
And
Period.
yes.
Period.
And I went with something. I wanted a side hustle, and my side hustle had to match my passion, so that's what happened.
Facts. All right. Well, what made me want to start my business is I've been actually making stuff since I was a little kid. And my mom, like, she loves to make stuff and decorate. So I think that's where I picked it up from. And I like beauty. Like, I like everything beauty related. I like making women feel beautiful and confident, which is why I like to do makeup. Because I just love people's reaction. Like, yes, when they be feeling themselves, they be in the mirror. Girl, oh, girl, like that. Like, I can be looking busted, but to make somebody else feel good, like, it just brings me so much joy. So, and then our boss over here,
Big boss.
big boss,
Shakala.
bachelor's degree.
Last year. No, this is fresh bachelor's degree.
Yes.
Very fresh, yes. I have a bachelor's of science degree in business administration. I minored in interdisciplinary studies because I wasn't sure which field I want to go into, but I'm thinking marketing or human resources management.
That's good.
But yeah, I'm just a business major. I haven't quite started my own business yet, but I am a black woman
Killing the
business
game.
advertiser. I
She
am a
killing it,
black
y'all.
owned business advertiser.
She killing it. Look at the shirt. Look at the shirt. It says it all.
Look, read the shirt.
It says black woman
God is dope.
matter.
This is a God is
Yes.
dope black owned business. Black women matter. Get
Period.
it together. Show some respect for black women. That's all I got to say.
Facts, cuz.
Yeah,
So
cause
is
y'all slipped.
being so is being a business owner what you thought it would be? And I'm asking
Ooh,
you
that's a good
this.
question.
So, is
You
it
the
what
vet in this scenario?
Yeah, you've been in the
Is
game
it?
for a minute.
Yes. So, when I first started doing makeup, I guess I wasn't expecting people to want things like for free all the time. Like, when I first started out, of course, like I did free makeup. But after a while, like of me perfecting my craft, the same people was coming to me like, "Hey, can you do my mama, my auntie, my cousin for free?"
That's a
Pookie
black-owned business problem
Like,
right there.
and I'm like, okay, like I did your makeup for free like the first five times. Like,
Five.
when do you be like, oh, let me give you something. Like, let me
at
at least
least a
get
tip,
a tip or
$5.
something. So doing makeup was kind of like tricky for me because I always had people that I didn't even charge a lot when I first started. When I first started, I charged $20, and people made a fuss about that. What is $20? Like, especially for your makeup, and I'm having to buy MAC and go to Sephora. Makeup products are expensive.
And she's having to get several different shades of foundation for different skin shades and skin types as well.
Right.
For our women of color. Thank you.
Yes.
It's not cheap. We go to Sephora and Ulta a lot, and we drop a nice pretty dime just on our faces, let alone other people's faces.
Exactly.
Right.
So $20
is cheap. So show some respect. Yes.
Yes. And I would kind of feel bad at first, like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't, like, charge this much. Like, trying to, like, downplay myself and, like, maybe I'm not that good. But then I would see other makeup artists, and they makeup would be trash, and they charging like $75-$80.
Ooh, ring light, light show everything.
They don't know how to blend or nothing, and I'm like, people going to them but complaining about me. So it took one person, one lady. She just paid me $45. She was like, because you worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Girl,
it's
worth it for me.
Yeah, I'm like.
And, like, my mama had been telling me, or, like, friends and stuff, but, like, when you get a customer that tells you, like, I'm just gonna give you this because you good at what you do, like, it worth it, at that point, I was like, okay, that's gonna be my price. And ever since then, and when I became confident and trust myself and charge that, people have been coming back to bay. Now, with this business, with the nails and stuff, everything was unexpected. I did not expect to sell out my stuff. I didn't expect anything. I just knew that I wanted to do it. I like making stuff. And so...
And sometimes that's all it takes. Because there's always a demand everywhere for what you're trying to sell.
Right.
So as long as you put it out there and you add your own little style to it, people gonna buy it.
Yep. And I got a lot of support. I got more support selling like items than I did makeup. Like, and I think it's very important that you have friends and people to support you. Like, that's helpful. So... What about you?
Ooh, y'all. I've been around business owners for my entire life. So I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, but I didn't expect it to be this stressful, to be this demanding.
That's what you said.
So when it comes down to all of the stuff that I have to do, people don't value my work. Everything I do is handmade.
Right.
So with that being said, you gonna pay for me standing on my feet for those hours. And some people don't understand it. Some people want discounts. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting here, I'm standing on my feet, I'm laboring, and I'm all doing this from my home. So it gets a little difficult. And at the same time, I have a family. I have friends. I have all of that. I don't have no kids yet, but still, like, I have
you
a family.
Have a life.
Right. I have a life outside of my
priorities.
Business.
You have a full-time job.
Yes. So,
that again.
It's kind of like, y'all gotta understand us, and a lot of people didn't. So, at first, it came off as me being, like, naive in the game, because I was just so quiet, and y'all, they don't think, they know I ain't quiet. But I was just so quiet and so humble because I just got in this business.
Yeah, you're trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out and everything like that. And for the simple fact that people just start taking that and just running with it. And it just became exhausting. I had to literally, like, my first time doing it, I had to literally stop for months just to kind of get myself back together, get back aligned to what I was doing. And it just threw me all the way off. Like, simple as that. It was just crazy.
Yep. And sometimes you do. Sometimes you have to take a break. You got to reflect. And you got to believe in yourself, too.
Yeah.
You know, and what I wanted to ask y'all, why do y'all think it's so hard for people to, like, pay a black-owned business? Like they have a hard time paying you what you're worth, but they'll go to, like, high-end people like Tom Ford or whatever, they'll drop a bag, but on a black-owned business, why is it so hard for people to pay you your worth?
Full price.
It's the mentality. It's not wanting to see your people, you know, elevate, become something better. Because at the end of the day, Tom Ford, and as y'all can see, Gucci don't even care about our dollar. They don't make this for us.
They don't.
So why would I go spend $1,000 on something that wasn't made for me when my homegirl over here or my friend, she sells the same product, or she designs her own clothes
handmade,
and she's only charging me $150.
Right.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with y'all don't see the difference between 150 and 1,000?
Yeah.
I'd rather spend 150. I just saved twice as much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So.
Yep. I don't know what that's about. Like, they don't want to pay full price, or they don't want to go all out for the black-owned businesses. Or, like you were saying, everybody expecting a handout mm-hmm. or a discount. But the thing is, you know, they just put it out. It's constantly flashed in our face and in the media, in our textbooks, in our classrooms all day when it comes to black people that we're not worth it, that we aren't valuable, mm-hmm. or that we don't deserve to feel valuable mm-hmm. or to have luxury, especially black women. So I just feel like maybe everybody just has that in the back of their minds, like, oh, you don't deserve all my money. Why do you deserve all my money? Mm-hmm. I worked hard for all my money. Why do you deserve? Because that money that you putting into that black-owned business comes back to you.
Right.
And your people. It brings value to your community. And I don't think everybody understands that.
Mm-hmm. They don't understand the importance of the black dollar. Mm-hmm. Like, it matters so much because...
We can shut this whole country down just by not buying yes. nothing yes. and just buying our own.
Mm-hmm.
They will go broke.
Like I was listening to a Naya Ivey podcast, and she was like, you know, when movies come out, especially like a movie with a black cast, mm-hmm. black people are selling out the theaters.
Show up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, they selling mm-hmm. out the theaters, and black people, like, we love to feel beautiful. Like, we like nice things, so we gonna decorate our homes.
Because that's
like,
how, that's where we come from. Yes. We come from luxury. Mm-hmm. And we come from being. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want to keep us away from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's in our blood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and black people, like, y'all gotta do better with supporting each other. Like, y'all hate to see a black person on the come up. Like, they can't stand it.
Let's take the protest that's just happened recently. When we came together and we got something done, things got done.
Yeah.
We wasn't fighting each other. We wasn't bickering with each other. We was out there standing hand by hand next to each other, holding each other up
mm-hmm.
through this trauma that we continue to face. So if we do that, we take what that's we did deep. In the protest, and we do that for ourselves with our businesses.
Every day in our community.
In our family.
Yep.
Every
yes,
day.
For each other.
We will be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, who built this country?
We did.
We built this country.
Better preach.
So we can destroy it in a matter of seconds.
Mm.
Easily.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. And that's just that on that. Period.
It's like, don't get me started.
We're supposed to be talking about black business. We didn't win it to
we didn't
black
win it to
that's why I'm like, don't even get me started.
Yes.
No, I'll go all day.
Because it's like, it's so intertwined, though.
It
like,
is.
You have no choice but to talk about it.
And everything.
Yeah. We support, if you support each other, and we show that we are unified.
Ooh, they're going to be mad.
Ooh, they'll be mad. You know, they'll annex us.
They
be like, y'all
got to
go, gotta get your own country. But then we
that
come from our own country.
Then you bring
this our country.
And they enforce us.
Thank you.
To build yours.
Because we was in our own country. Hmm.
You know, I passed by, I was driving, I was working, and I passed by a cotton field, and I was very triggered. I think I was in Corsicana, and I was driving. I just drove past this field of cotton, and I was like, just right now, with everything going on,
yeah.
I was like, and then it was so many trees, just large hung trees around that field of cotton, and I was just like, I can't even imagine, yes, how many of our people were on this field, or hung in these trees, or they worked in whoever these people are housed. Because, you know, you can look at a house and tell that it was a plantation.
It's simple.
You can look at a house and tell that it's been there, mm-hmm. and you can tell that we were there. You know, and it was just, it's just too much going on. And then I think the next day, or was it the same day, we found out about the Breonna Taylor thing. So, it's just, it's too many things against us in this world for us to be against each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too much. It's in our face every single day, every little thing. That's if you're conscious enough to even pay attention.
People better start paying attention. Mm. And if 2020 ain't taught you nothing, you need to open your eyes.
And that's period.
Man, if 2020
ain't taught you. We out here looking like criminals. Mm-hmm.
I was telling my coworker that today. I was like, I think I'm finna start watching the History Channel. Like, I'm finna start reading more. I need to, because knowledge is power, so I need to be knowledgeable about everything. Because this has just opened my eyes, like, to a lot. Like, God was like, I'm going to get y'all attention this year.
I'm going to get y'all together this year.
He was like, y'all going to start paying attention.
You ain't no number four. You going to learn today. Mm-hmm. You going to learn this year.
Yes.
If you haven't grown in some type of way this year, then you ain't trying to grow.
You ain't trying
to be nothing.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
I definitely, with how everything went down, I definitely applaud Black people, period, because they start seeing, okay, these businesses aren't for us. For instance, Starbucks. Y'all, I was so sad about Starbucks. Everybody got to shed a tear, you know? We gotta pull up.
I love Starbucks.
You know we got to shed a tear.
Man.
But Starbucks was one of the businesses that we put our money in every day. Because I can guarantee all of us who are working women go to Starbucks, get us a coffee or a tea all the time.
And it's hard to find a Black-owned coffee shop.
It's hard, but
it's one in Fort Worth.
It's a coffee shop in Lancaster, too, called Fortitude. Is it Fortitude? Nope, that was the one in Cedar Hill.
I had no idea.
I'm sitting like, wait a minute, where?
That's in Cedar Hill, sorry. Fortitude is in Cedar Hill by Kroger.
Oh, that's that place I was that's that place I was telling you about. I thought it was just smoothies. I didn't know they had coffee in there.
They have coffee and everything, y'all. Black-owned
businesses
are coming up, okay?
We on the come up, for real.
Yeah.
Y'all had y'all 400-year head start, okay? Now, it's our turn. We coming running. This is a track meet.
It's going down. You know we're gonna beat y'all.
We've been running all our life.
Yeah.
All my life I had to fight.
All right, topic number two. What tips would you give other people?
In business, or y'all want in business and in life? Because they all coincide.
We can do in business and in life. Because people need to plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Definitely plan. Planning is the biggest thing. And if you don't plan before you get in your business, go into it, it'll look like you just throw stuff together.
Mm.
And I've seen so many people who try to bandwagon off of people. And start businesses because somebody else is starting a business, or they friend, or they family, or even they foe is starting businesses, and they just throw it out there, and it just be like, what did you do? You don't have a logo. You don't have a name. You're just out here just, you know, all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And then have the audacity. And when I say they giving out audacities for free this year.
Boy.
The audacity to go on social media and try to blast your customers when you fail to plan.
Hairstylists,
anybody. Anybody in this business. Well, this person can come pick up their order.
You're right, because it was a nail tech do that, too.
It's rude.
That's unprofessional, too. Like, for you to, I've seen a nail tech, like, screenshot their text messages from somebody, and, like, this is what I go through. Humble yourself. Calm down.
Because
you might not have no clients tomorrow.
At the end of the day, if you would have planned and you would have said, okay, and it's all about professionalism when it comes down to planning. Okay, this is my schedule. I have already planned my schedule. My schedule is planned. It's out there. That's my schedule. You're the customer. You have to stick to that schedule because that's my schedule. I'm the business owner. I run this. This is my show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, it's not, and then it's not even always about the cookie cutter idea of having a plan where everything is just, I'm going to do this at this time, and I'm going to do that at this time. It's not even just that as far as planning. It's about having contingency plans for if something does go wrong with a customer, how are you going to solve that problem?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to solve that problem to where that customer is comfortable enough to stay with you and stay a loyal customer, regardless of the misunderstanding or disagreement that y'all might have had. Because every single customer you have, baby, word of mouth is stronger than just advertising logos and anything on your Instagram, social media page. Word of mouth will destroy you. So it's important that within all that planning, you always have an efficient contingency plan for any time a problem might possibly go wrong. Mm-hmm. And you got to have the wits to be able to fix the problem with the quickness. Right. If something does fall apart and you can't be looking like you're sweating. You might be sweating inside, but you can't be looking like it. Not to the customer. You sweat to your homegirl later.
Yes. Not in front of the customer. Girl, let me tell you what
happened. Not in front of the customer.
Not in front of the customer.
Yeah.
You never show your weaknesses in front of a customer.
Never.
And that's what our people think is cute.
Let me screenshot this real quick. That's not cute.
Let me expose you for doing this, and that real quick. And even that goes for customers as well and all that. And don't get me wrong. That's where the what you just said comes in. A customer will go out there and expose you. And you sitting there like, well, I ain't.
And you know what? White people don't do that. Don't be putting each other out there on blast. Okay, y'all had a disagreement in private space. Y'all ain't got to be friends. Everybody ain't got to like each other. You ain't got to talk to each other later on. But y'all ain't got to blast it.
Because
what goes around comes around.
All about the black dollar. Yep. At the end of the day, you keep it cute. Every client is not your friend.
And some people will try to play you.
Yes.
They will. But every client, you can't sit on the phone and be like, girl, let me tell you, with a client.
Like I was taught, separate business from personal. Separate it, maybe you might not need to be getting all buddy-buddy with too many of your clients.
Right.
Anyway.
With none of them. If that wasn't already your homie, and even them, they'll switch up on you too. Don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
So how we all just...
We didn't... In we got scores. It was a harmonized moment.
Yes.
So, Raven, how did you put yourself out there?
How did I put myself out there? Okay. When I was doing makeup, like when I first started, I didn't know what I was doing because I was new. So I didn't know what route to take. So I was just like, okay, let me just post. Like, I ain't know nothing about hashtags. I ain't know nothing about nothing. I'm just posting and telling people and telling friends and telling family. So that's what I'm doing. But makeup is tricky because, like, you gotta have people, you gotta know your audience. So I wasn't advertising to the right audience. I needed to advertise to, like, high school girls, people that's getting married, like, people that needs makeup all the time. Yeah. And I was just like, everybody, you know?
whoever.
Like, hey, granny, like, I'm a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Granny don't wear no makeup. Like, Granny, tell your friends. Granny friends don't wear no makeup. Girl, what are you doing? But I was young. Like, so, like, me being the age I am now and knowing stuff and, like, doing my research and stuff, like, now I'm like, okay, so this is what I need to do. So, I would give advice to, I would say, go to some business, what's them things called?
Networking.
Yeah.
Seminars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to some of them. Reach out to people. Like, if you know, like, for me with my business, it's this girl that sells press-ons, and she got a big following. So I just reached out to her, like, hey, girl, you got some tips or whatever? So I would say, reach out to people. That's what I did. Word of mouth, business cards, pop-up shops, like, all of that. That's how I put myself out there. Basically, really reaching out to people and, like, doing stuff for free. Like, one girl was like, hey, can you wear, you know, my nails to your birthday? I just want to try them out on you. And she got me a lot of customers just because she wore them. So that's how I put myself out there. What about you?
I guess word of mouth as well was the biggest thing. I used a lot of food groups when they became real big on Facebook and stuff. I started posting in them. Friends started adding me in them and everything like that. Of course, friends and family, they're going to be your, if you have real friends and you have real people in your family, they're going to support you the most because they want to see you succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they put me out there. They was like, well, my friend do this. And that's the biggest thing about how you put yourself out there is who you surround yourself around as well.
That does matter a lot.
If you surround yourself with busters, your business gonna be a bust.
Yeah, they're gonna be looking at, oh she with her. She be doing stuff like that. She ain't about nothing. Mm-hmm. She ain't
about nothing. Or they gonna try to steal your business plan for themselves.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Girl.
But
girl.
That'll be another topic for another podcast. Cause that'll
like,
be
girl, you know, like girl, you know. Now I was you just know. I just told you I was gonna do that. Now you all up on Instagram talking about you do that.
Trying to beat somebody to the punch.
Yes. And it's a difference if it's like, that's what you've been wanting to do, but nah, you just copying me.
Just out the
it's
blue.
A difference. That, it's a copying difference. And passion.
Like, let me steal your shine. I don't even want to do this, but let me just do this. Like,
because everybody else doing it.
Yes. And on that note, that's my key thing. Surround yourself with business people who have business minds like you.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be like-minded.
Like-minded, yep.
And as well as have everything put together. Don't just throw it out there. That's the whole thing. Don't throw your stuff out there on a whim and a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You need prayer. But them whims ain't right.
Yes.
Just do it. Just have everything together. And people will look at it and be like, okay, she's organized. Her packaging is correct. She's this. Her cards are out. All of those things, they'll look at that and be like, okay, so she really took her time to get to present this to other people.
Yep.
And that's just...
Yeah, like, don't have no Instagram where you got, like, your kids running around, then you got a plate of food, and then, like, you got the weave in the background on your pictures hanging up in the shower. You know how we, like, you know we get them bundles and we put, like, the bundles on the hangers.
On the hangers.
Because you got to cold wash them first, and then you got to hang them up, you know, to dry them.
Yeah, don't have that in your picture.
I write mine on the towel first, squeeze them out.
Get a little ring,
you know,
ring.
Ring the ring, and then I hang mine up, you know, so
and
go fast.
This is another thing. What you do on your personal Instagram needs to stay on your personal. Do not put your business Instagram and your personal together. Because if they look, people are looking at you and you on there twerking and shaking your booty and you and your boyfriend got an OnlyFans.
Everybody can't be ready either.
I ain't about to buy nothing from you.
Not the OnlyFans.
Because I don't know where your fingers been being at that point. Mm-hmm.
And everybody can't be Megan. Okay, you don't have Megan knees. Stop. Save that for your man or something. Okay.
You know, everybody got a little Megan in them, but...
Yeah, because I ain't even got Megan knees. I tried. I ain't got...
It don't work. But like, I tried. I succeeded. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Everybody can't be like, okay, save some stuff. And for your privacy.
And for mystery.
And for mystery.
We're supposed to be mysterious.
Yes.
And if you're a businesswoman, you ain't supposed to let it all out. It ain't supposed to hang like that. Just keep it in.
Because I'm like...
Pull it together.
I'm going to unfollow you. I'm not going to buy anything from you. I'm going to unfollow you.
We be unfollowing people. And,
yes. And blah.
Have some respect for yourself. Mm-hmm. As a lady and as a business owner. Have some respect. Like,
everybody don't have to know all your business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody,
you ain't got to charge your man up on Instagram
you
and stuff.
You locked your boyfriend out of the house. Don't nobody need to know about
everybody
that.
Everybody don't need to know.
Because y'all be doing too much.
Because look, everybody a hot mess sometimes.
That's where it comes down. They just throwing stuff out there all willy-nilly.
Can't be throwing stuff out there all willy-nilly. Just keep it to yourself.
Tell your friends. Like, not social media.
Your real friends.
Your real friends.
Some of your other friends might tell social media on you. You know what I'm saying?
They might shoot a couple of slugs and maybe some straight shooters if they real about it.
Yeah, so.
And you ain't got to respond to slugs. Like, look over there.
You don't. No.
Everybody got haters.
Yes.
Everybody got haters. Everybody got some stuff that they don't want everybody else to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their little extra side, their little freaky side. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Like, everybody know. Everybody ain't got to know everything.
When they look at you, they need to see class and grace.
Yes.
And what goes on behind closed doors, if you ratchet and ghetto as ever.
Do it.
Do that, baby. But that's behind closed doors.
Yes.
With your homies.
With your homies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not doing hood rat stuff with your hood rat friends. Like, they're making something.
That's what, yeah.
Everywhere we go. Okay, no, I'm like,
no. You know.
See, she's trying to take us there. That is the example.
Keep it to yourself.
All right.
Girl, I'm gonna need some more cheese.